Awesome. No, that's very cool to hear. And just got a few questions for you on current Wisconsin Badgers, and I'll get you out of here. The first question I got is, what's the worst draw? Getting a hot Ole Miss team in 2013 or a 31-3 James Madison team in the 5-12 matchup?
Man, it's funny. I didn't want to bring this up, but I have brought this up already a couple times this week, where it feels a little bit similar, and I don't want any bad vibes out there, but it is similar, where my senior year, you know, we beat a really, really good Michigan team, really, really good Indiana team. We go to the Big Ten tournament championship. We fell to Ohio State, you know, and then we ended up with a 5 seed, and we got an Ole Miss team that was, they had just won the SEC, beating, I think, Kentucky and Florida, whoever, to, you know, to win their league. And yeah. It was a tough draw, and then we ended up, you know, in that 5-12 upset. Badgers this year, you know, they go to the Big Ten tournament championship, beat a really good Purdue team, you know, fall to, a really good Illinois team in the championship, but they get a tough 5-12 draw here. And I know it's a trendy pick right now from hearing all these experts with their bracket predictions and a lot of people picking JMU. You know, I don't know anything about JMU. I know they're good. I know you don't win 31 games on accident. You know, you have to be a good team. I think so. This is their first year that they've been eligible for postseason play. Is that right?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I think it is. I think they were, because I think they jumped up like from D2 or something before.
Okay.
That I thought I'd heard that somewhere, that this was the first year that they were eligible. So I know those guys are going to be, you know, they're going to be hungry to you know, put on a show out there, and so it's going to be a tough draw. I mean, I think. But you know, with what Wisconsin's capable of doing, you know, if they play like they did in the tournament, in the Big Ten tournament, they'll be fine. You know, I think JMU's a good team, but you know, the competition you run into all year long in the Big Ten, and even what we ran into in our non-conference schedule, this team is more than ready in terms of how they're battle tested. So hopefully they can keep things rolling. Hopefully, you know, the shots keep dropping like they did, especially those first couple games of the Big Ten tournament. Yeah, I think they'll be good.
Yeah, and something for Badger fans to note is James Madison's really old. Like, they're really old. I think 5 of their top 6 scorers are all seniors, and I think 4 of those 5 seniors are fifth-year seniors, and I'm sure some of them are like 24 years old. So they're old, and yeah, they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready. But you know, over the years we've seen Wisconsin, particularly, I'm just talking more of the guard era, but for years, we've seen teams that get a little tense, get a little too tight, and it seems like they lose confidence in the middle of the year. Where Wisconsin didn't look like the same team that they did from November to January in that February stretch. But what did you see that kind of flipped for them in the Big Ten tournament? Anything that you noticed that just looks different?
I mean, this is an overly simple answer, but when the ball goes in the hoop,
it's a
you know, everything gets easy. So it's, you know, you come out in that first Maryland game, right? And they start the game, and like Blackwell goes 4 for 4 on threes in the first, you know, I was at that game and just watch them. They were, you know, they were just lights out. And, you know, he's lights out. Crowell was hitting shots. And I think I might be confusing the games, but I think the first like possession of the game, they throw the ball inside to Crowell and he goes, gets like a little hook shot and scores it. And it's like, okay, so that's one of the keys is getting him going. And, you know, and I think it's, you know, obviously we have a lot of pieces that can step up and score, but Crowell's been one of those X factors that when we, you know, when he's aggressive and he's looking for a shot and he's, you know, he's scoring a little bit, I think that really brings a nice punch for us. You know, Chucky's really come on down the stretch here, where he's been, you know, I think he's done a great job this year of kind of navigating that, you know, when to facilitate. Where I think last year and the year before, even there were times when, you know, I know the criticism from fans on social media, not that this matters at all, but a lot of people are looking, they're always playing hero ball, and you know, last second he's trying to hit a step back three every single possession or every single time in the late possessions like that. And it's, you know, some of them he made and he's a hero, and some of them, you know, those shots don't go in and it looked bad. I think this year he's done a better job of facilitating and choosing his spots, and he still has that ability to step up and knock down those big shots, as you know, we saw Klezmet hitting big shots through the tournament, you know, Purdue game. And you know, so I think that experience from the last year, you know, where they came up short, but they went on a nice run, you know, in the NIT, hopefully they can kind of draw on that and know what it's like to play in these kind of do or die games. And You know, same way you talked about JMU has a lot of experience. I think, you know, obviously we do too, where we have a lot of guys that have played a lot of basketball and been in these big moments, and you know, hopefully they can kind of carry over that confidence that they've had through the Big Ten tournament, and you know, kind of keep things rolling to the NCAA tournament here.
Yeah, and I think Chucky the last 12 games or so has been fantastic. Ever since he had a game where he hit some threes, Chucky, yeah, I think he's finding that balance. Like earlier, there was too far of just being facilitator when he was shooting, mm-hmm. wasn't making at a high clip, but now, just what I saw in that Big Ten tournament, Chucky looked like. It might sound a little extreme, but he looked like a top five point guard than those four games away in the country. I'm talking the way he played on defense. He was a menace on defense, and you get into the hoop, he's just creating. I think for me, Chucky is the X factor. This team goes as far as Chucky takes him. If Chucky can keep playing like he did in that Big Ten tournament, Wisconsin's got a really high ceiling. If he kind of regresses back to how he was playing in the first few months, I think the ceiling is limited, but for you, what do you think the ceiling is on this team?
I mean, you look back at the, you know, it wasn't an accident that this team climbed up to sixth in the rankings at one point, right? And I remember a lot of the coaches, you know, as I do my training stuff here, I work with a lot of schools in the area, and obviously in Minnesota, most people are going to be Gopher fans, and a lot of coaches I'm talking to that watch a lot of basketball, and they're like, man, I hate to say it, but your Badgers are looking like their Final Four good this year. And I'm like, I don't know, man, we'll see. And it's, you know, I try to keep a even keel here, but when they're really clicking like that, I think that's, you know, one thing I've said throughout this year with AJ Storr as well is you look at all the great Badger teams, they've all kind of had that dynamic wing presence, right? If you go back to like a Lando Tucker or, you know, with Sam Decker in their Final Four runs or Johnny Davis when they, you know, when they were rolling and winning the Big Ten and things like that, right? So now with AJ Storr, you have that little bit extra athleticism, that guy that can go get a bucket on their own a little bit more than, you know, that Wisconsin lacks at times, that extra scoring punch. So sure. I think when you have him, they got to clean things up defensively a little bit where, you know, they're playing games in the high 80s and 90s at times where, you know, like you said, polar opposite of what we did, you know, my senior year. But if they can, you know, shore things up defensively a little bit where, you know, as you mentioned, Chucky just being a menace, Klesmet's been good defensively. But as a collective whole, you know, they got to get on the same page a little bit more and tighten those things up a little bit. But, you know, they have a tough draw. You know, with JMU, especially the first game, and then even that, you get Duke right after that, where, you know, I don't know if Duke is quite as good as what, you know, the perception of Duke is of what they, you know, typically are, but it's still, you know, it's still a tough game. Every game in the Big Ten or in the NCAA tournament is going to be tough, but, you know, when you go out last week and you just beat the, you know, the number one team in the country or number, whatever Purdue's ranked at the time, like it's, you know, they're capable of beating anyone. They've just proved it recently. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm necessarily betting on it, but a Final Four is, you know, I don't think it's completely out of the question. I think a Sweet 16 would be great. You know, an Elite Eight would be awesome. You know, but I think it's, if I'm dreaming here, I think a Final Four is possible.
So this Final Four is the ceiling. I like it. I like it. And yeah, it's March. Like you kind of were getting at there. You don't get to the tournament and get easy matchups. Like you can get like an easier path than others, but you got to beat good teams at this point. So
it's all tough. They'll
have to earn it. But have you filled out a bracket? And on your bracket, where did you pencil in Wisconsin?
Man, I had them going to. I think I have them Elite Eight. I think I have them Elite Eight, and then let's see who is their. I can't remember who's in their region now.
Houston.
I had
the Sweet 16. The
no,
one
I had Houston. Who's the two seed in their region?
Marquette.
No, it wasn't Marquette either. Who's the three?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. I think that's what I had. That's what I had. Okay. Unfortunately, I had them. I had them losing to Kentucky in my bracket. I don't know. It's a crapshoot. I fill out my bracket in like 45 seconds. I just click through it. I'll go through once. I did two different brackets. One of them, I go through it, and I'm like, man, this is all chalk. And then I'll look at it again, and then I go, like, crazy upsets, and I don't have, like, any number one seeds in the Final Four. Everyone, like, ones are losing in the Sweet 16. I'm like, all right, I went too far on this. So I don't know. I wouldn't put any weight in whatever I predicted, because it's, you know, we have one with our neighbors here, and they're all like, they'll give me a hard time, like, man, you're the guy, you played in this, you know basketball, it's your job, like, you should know this. I'm like,
yeah,
the more you know, it doesn't even help you in this tournament, because it's just a crapshoot, but that's why we love it.
Yeah, my girlfriend's destroyed me in the bracket challenge the last few years, and she knows nothing about college basketball, so it is what it is. My last question for you is just, if you had to pick one guy as the X factor for a deep run, who is it?
Ooh, one guy. I mean, I know I mentioned Crowell a little bit, but I think I kind of agree with you that I think Chucky is really the key piece. Because when he's defending at a high level and just disrupting things like he, you know, did at times through the Big Ten tournament, when he's, you know, knocking down or just making the big plays at the end of the game, like, obviously, you know, teams generally look at that where when things get tight, and, you know, in the tournament, things are generally tight, it comes down to the balls in a guard's hands, and, you know, it comes down to them making plays. So as much as I think it's important to get Crowell going, to get Wall back on track, he was a little off, you know, he had some foul trouble, and I think he might be a little bit dinged up too, you know, through the Big Ten tournament, but those guys are going to be important. But I think really Chucky is going to be the big key. As he goes, we go, and, you know, hopefully he can keep things rolling here.
All right, let's get the rapid fire questions out of the way and then get you out of here. So just to give you a bunch of questions and answer in a timely fashion. My first question for you is, funniest teammate at Wisconsin?
Funniest teammate, J.D. Wise.
Wait, that's been a common answer. That's been a common answer. JD, best teammate you've ever had.
JD, he's a funny dude. Best teammate, man, that is tough. Best teammate. I'm gonna go with a guy, David Moss. So I played with him on the team in Italy that I was teammates with Marcus Landry. A veteran dude, really tough. Played his butt off. He's like a legend in Europe. People love him over there.
Good deal. What was your toughest loss in college?
Big Ten championship my senior year. After just beating really? Michigan and Indiana, and then we lose to Ohio State in the tournament. Because I never won a championship. I'm one of the, you know, almost everyone that comes through Wisconsin in one of their, you know, 4 or 5 years, they get a Big Ten, you know, regular season, tournament championship, something. We got to the championship game and we lost it. So that's the one I wish I could have back for sure.
For me as a fan during your time, there was easily the Syracuse game. I was a little depressed eighth grader after that game for quite some time. That was a tough one. You were cooking that 2-3 zone, and they called some phantom fouls on you.
Yeah, and actually that, you bring that one up, that's got to be like 1B then for sure, because that was a really tough one. And if you remember the matchup, we would have gotten Ohio State in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
And then we just talked about this earlier. We just beat Ohio State at their place, you know, a couple weeks before that. So we, you know, not that we're looking past Syracuse by any means, but we saw what the matchup would be. And we're like, hey, we beat Syracuse. We get Ohio State again. We already just beat them at their place. So we're, you know, we're thinking in our mind like, hey, the door to a, or the path to a Final Four is there. And came up, you know, one bucket short, but that was a really, really fun game too. That one, yeah, that one definitely hurts to lose that one.
Yeah, because both teams played really well. Like, you guys played really well, they played really well, and someone's got to lose, unfortunately. But yeah, those fouls they called you in the first half, I still remember. I still remember this day. I think
it is. Yeah, tough, yeah, but, that was brutal. You're spot on with that.
Toughest player I've ever had to guard.
Ooh. Toughest player. I'm going to say for me, like I mentioned before, Jared Sollinger, he was one that he gave me problems. He was tough, physical. He could do a lot of stuff. I'll go with him.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs for sure, but I'm not really a big bad guy. We have a fish that's almost dead right now, and that's about it. So I'm not, okay. But it's definitely dogs over cats though.
Favorite country you've ever played in?
I'll go Italy. Italy was really cool.
Favorite food?
Japanese curry.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas, for sure. Christmas is the best.
Favorite movie?
Oh, man. I'm terrible with these ones. When people ask, like, favorite movies and favorite, like, favorite songs, things like that.
There's a lot to choose from.
Boy. Favorite movie? I don't even know, man. Something stupid, like, I don't know, we'll go like Step Brothers. That was a classic we watch all the time, and some classic we watch all the time in college.
Let's go. All right. Favorite type of workout?
I do just like generic lifts. Like I lift. We got a little garage in my or a little gym in my garage. I lift weights, but it's nothing crazy. I'm not like, you know, trying to squat 300 pounds anymore. I'm trying to just, you know, stay mobile and active. And yeah. So lifting weights, but I mean, moderate intensity, I guess. I'm not doing anything crazy.
Sure. Least favorite type of workout?
Running. Like just straight running. I would way rather do sprints than just like a distance jog or running on a treadmill. Like to me, that's brutal. That's the worst thing ever. I would rather sprint or lift or jump or do anything, but a distance run, like, no, thank you.
All right. Last two questions. What was your favorite year at UW?
Oh man, it's tough. So maybe my junior year. I mean, going to the Sweet 16, we just talked about, you know, this losing that Syracuse game. Man, I don't know. It's tough because my senior year, we had some really big wins, you know, with the Indiana, Michigan, you know, winning those games. That was big. But then the NCAA tournament, you know, we got bounced in the first round in the 5-12 upset. So it's hard to go with that one. I don't know. I'll go my junior year. I guess the tournament run going Sweet 16 was fun. And then for me, you know, from an individual standpoint, like that was my first year, like really stepping into a big role where I was, you know, stuck behind John and Keaton for those years before. Yeah. So I'll go that year, I guess.
Okay. Last question. What was your favorite game of your career at Madison?
Again, that's a tough one. I think I'll probably go with the Michigan game, you know, when Bruss hit the half quarter and I had the, you know, the dunk to tie it. Just with what that team was able, you know, like we talk about how talented that team was. They had like, I don't know, six or seven NBA guys on the team, and they were, you know, runners up in the you know, NCAA championship. And that game was really big. It was fun. It was like, I think it was an 11 a.m. game. You know, we go to overtime, we win, they storm the court, all that. And then it's 1:30 in Madison, and the whole campus was in party mode. So that was definitely a fun day and a fun game.
Good deal. And that is Jared Bergeron. Jared, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Had fun talking with you, and yeah, good luck to your Badgers. I'm looking forward to staying connected the rest of the way.
Absolutely, man. Looking forward to watching them in the tournament. And yeah, thanks for having me.